On the Coast to Coast AM website, and already linked up with yours, Lloyd, is a picture that Lex posted of what the star person, I guess, would look like had its full head there.
Right.
Does not look from this planet, I'll tell you, does it?
No, if you look at the skull itself, I mean, you can almost put the pieces together in your own mind. If you look at the eyes, for example, which I think in the drawing by Mark Sevilla are very accurate to what it would look like according to what we were told by a very, very highly qualified ophthalmologist. The eye sockets are very, very shallow, George. When you're a normal human being, you stick your finger in an eye socket and it will go two full inches deep, and at the back where your finger's touching will be where the optic nerve and the optic foramen will be attached, the optic nerve opening rather. So if you look at the star child, it's not even as deep as your first finger joint, not even a full inch deep, and the optic nerve opening and the optic foramen are down at the bottom. So if there is indeed eyeballs sitting in that head, they're sitting at the middle part of the nose instead of up at the top bridge of the nose where our eyes normally sit. So as we were told, if this thing has eyes like we have, and the parts for that do seem to be in place, and the eyes are sitting down in the middle of the nose area rather than at the top where they normally sit, then he said it has to have a very long upper eyelid in order to blink, again, assuming that it has a blink like
The eyes look bigger, though, than humans.
Excuse me?
The eyes look bigger than humans.
Well, because they're so shallow, if the eyeball itself, and again, the attachment point seemed to be in there. He spent a lot of time with it, and he felt it very carefully. He says the attachment points for the muscles that move an eyeball seem to be there. So if indeed there is an eyeball of even, say, 3/4 or maybe even half the size of our eyeball, it's still going to be bulging off the face somewhat, pushing off the face somewhat and looking larger than normal because there's just not enough depth in the socket for it to sit otherwise.
Lloyd, any idea how tall this bean might have been?
Around 4 feet tall, because the woman who found the full skeletons and recovered the skulls said that the star child, the one in the grave, was smaller and misshapen. She said misshapen from head to toe, misshapen head, misshapen hands, misshapen body is what she said. And it was smaller than the human. The human head is the size of about a 5-foot-tall person, which is not unusual for Mesoamericans, especially Mesoamericans 900 years ago. So 5 feet would have been a very average height. So if this one was smaller, we assume it's in the range of 4 feet.
What disease on this planet could make a skull like this look that way? I mean,
there's none. We have really researched that. When you look at it, you can superficially say very quickly, and I've had a number of experts just look at it and say, oh, well, that has to be a cradle-boarded hydrocephalic. Cradle-boarded because the rear of the head is flat, hydrocephalic because the upper parietals balloon out and make that funny heart-shaped look to it. Well, but the reality of it is it's very easy to prove it's neither one of those. The cradle boarding, generally when you have cradle boarding, it ends at that knot in the back of your head. You and all your listeners can reach around and feel that knot where your neck begins to attach to your head. There's no cradle boarding ever done that can go past that because it would gouge into the neck muscles. Well, the star child is not only missing an inion, doesn't even have it, the flattening part goes all the way down to the neck opening, and it's not flat the way a normal cradle boarding head. The bone itself is not really flat. It has subtle contours and convolutions on it. As far as the being a hydrocephalic, which is water on the brain, you can look at the x-rays on the Star Child website and see that the veins in the temple go up all the way to the top of the head. You can see the veining, meaning that the brain is pressing against the bone inside the skull, and it's perfectly normal. There's no water on that brain.
It's normal for the size of the head, which means it was a big brain, right?
The brain itself is substantially larger than our brains. We, you and I, and most everybody listening to this has a brain capacity of about 1,400 cubic centimeters. However, the size of the star child and the size of the human being found with it are approximately the size of a 12-year-old, which means it should be about 1,200 cubic centimeters. However, the star child's brain, though holding a volume capacity this normally of 1,200 cubic centimeters, has 1,600 cubic centimeters of brain packed in there.
That's a lot more brain power.